Panda Panic, Running Wild by Jamie Ricks, read by Jack Hawkins. Chapter 1. They were the ugliest bandits that Ping had ever seen, faces as creased as twisted towels and scars as thick as earthworms. They had snatched the Emperor of China from his golden carriage while he was visiting Emperor Qin's terracotta army at the Great Wall, thrown him across the back of a horse, and were preparing to escape into the hills with their prize. People stood around horrified, not knowing what to do. Only one person could save the kingdom. Ping the Unpetrified, the Emperor's bodyguard. Standing up on his back legs beside the pottery warriors, the panda cub sucked in his fat tummy, held his breath, and raised his head in a noble, warrior-like way. He was so perfectly camouflaged amongst the statues that the bandits walked right past him without so much as a glance in his direction. That was their mistake. Ping leapt out behind them. "Where are you going with my emperor?" he growled. "And who are you?" snarled Stinky McScar, the bandit leader, as he turned round slowly and spat out a tooth. "The name's Ping," said Ping. Then, with a blood-curdling wail of "Banshee!" he sprang forward, floored Stinky with a ninja kick, snatched the Emperor off the horse, and set off at a run down the Great Wall of China with the bandits giving chase. "Where are you taking me?" the Emperor screamed as he bounced up and down on the panda cub's back. "To safety," came Ping's steely reply. "Now shut your royal cake hole and hold your breath." And with that, Ping leapt off the top of the Great Wall and plunged 300 feet into the river below.